So we are on the 32nd Sunday in ordinary time, 2 weeks before we close the liturgical year and celebrate the solemnity of Christ the King. We will notice this Sunday and next Sunday, we will talk about the end times, about death, the end of our earthly existence, and the eternity. Our readings for today highlights the significance of living by the three theological virtues of faith, hope, and charity. Faith at all costs. The second book of Maccabees, our first reading today, speaks about the seven courageous Jewish brothers with their mother who, rather than violate their consciences and their Jewish faith as regards the covenant regulation on forbidden foods, were martyred by King Antiochus. The seven brothers and their mother endure and persevere in faith because they know and believe that everything in life comes from God, the most powerful on earth and in heaven. And they are convinced that death is but a threshold to the resurrection where God will reward the just and the faithful. Joyful hope. In our responsorial psalm, we proclaim, I shall be satisfied. I shall be satisfied, Lord, when I awake and behold your likeness. Only in God that we will be satisfied. And the great hope of seeing God's glory is our final destiny. Godly charity. Saint Paul's letter to Thessalonians, our second reading, shows that our life is a race, but we must finish in view of God's reward of a crown. Saint Paul reminds us that you are doing and will go on doing the things that we command. May the Lord direct your hearts to the love of God and to the steadfastness of Christ. Love for God spread out into praying for our persecutors, loving our neighbors and our enemies. Now let us focus on the gospel. Jesus Christ presents us an image, vision of eternal life. He understands what he is speaking about because he is the Son of God, comes from God, and lives in eternity. What Jesus talks about are the following. First, our life after death is a life of angels, wherein angelic is an icon of magnificence, goodness, beauty, and happiness. In heaven with God, we no longer experience the burdens of the body, hunger, thirst, pain, illness, death. Second, for those who are experiencing difficulties in marriage, there will be no more problematic marriages. Your husband, your wife today, will never be your husband and wife tomorrow. Yay! Loving God is the ultimate desire in heaven. And because we are with God, no need of other people, wife or husband, whom we need love and beloved. God is enough. Third, in the eternal bliss, we are all sons and daughters, children of God. There will be no more divisions. We become one family with God as our Father, Jesus Christ, our brother. So, my dear brothers and sisters, death is a gateway to the beautiful reality, to the eternal banquet, to the total happiness and joy. One day, a mother and a daughter were waiting in a doctor's office. The daughter was playing with her favorite stuffed animal, a little tiger named Stripes. Suddenly, she stopped playing, looked at her mother with a troubled expression, and asked, "Mommy, will the world ever come to an end?" Her mother said, "Yes, someday Jesus will come back and will take his people to live with him in heaven." Her daughter asked, "Will stuffed animals be allowed in heaven?" "I'm not sure," the mother replied. Upon hearing this, the daughter began to cry. "If Stripes cannot go to heaven with me, then I don't want to go," she said. The mother paused, think, then said, "Sweetheart, if you need Stripes to be happy in heaven, then I think God will let him in." There are no losses, defeats in heaven. Heaven is always and only reward and gain. Whatever your relationship with your husband, wife, children, or my relationship with others will be better, richer, deeper, and sweeter in God in heaven. If all of our earthly intimacies bring us joy and happiness down here, then how much more joy will they bring us in the world to come? The world where every relationship is perfected and made infinitely sweet because we are finally face to face with Jesus. So, my dear brothers and sisters, let us strive to be good citizens of this earth for us to be citizens of heaven. If you experience joy and happiness here on earth, how much more in heaven?